Be to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. I have lots of these Holy Spirit cloven tongues of fire crowns. If anybody else would love to wear one, they are free. In fact, I may pay you to take them off my hands. But anyway, that's what the children were getting as they passed out. So if you were intrigued, there's one with your name on it. Now I want to tell you all a story about two Californian wannabe rock stars who got into a phone booth and traveled back in time to search for Socrates, that fountain of ancient Grecian wisdom. They found him teaching his pupils, and our fearless heroes, Bill and Ted, consulted their textbook for information. The only true wisdom consists of knowing you know nothing. Looking puzzled, Bill finally came to a realization, and turning to his most excellent companion, he said with pure delight, "That's us, dude!" If you haven't seen it, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is a triumph on every level. But this one exchange stands out to me because it represents the kind of honest and true self-assessment that I wish everybody in the world would engage in. With such delight, Bill and Ted admit their ignorance about, well, just about everything. It's unfortunate that they are confined to celluloid because these two dudes would be really good teachers for people in the modern world who have come to so deeply believe that they have or they can find all of the answers. As a people, man, we love certainty. We love reason. We love to solve problems. And I think if I know anything about the work done in this town, we even love to create problems just so we can solve them. Putting our minds to work, plumbing the depths of the universe. You know, there was a time when we looked up to the sky and said, "Such a beautiful mystery." Now we look into the sky and say, "How can I conquer that?" So Socrates, Bill, and Ted, they were onto something, though, about true wisdom being an admission of our ignorance. St. Paul, in his own way, said something similar. "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words." Weakness. You could translate it fragility, inadequacy. These aren't words that are meant to convince us of our unworthiness, of our baseness, as if we, being human, are just so pathetic. That's not it. It's simply the recognition that there are some places that we're going to come up short. We don't know everything. We can't know everything. Especially clergy, and especially when it comes to the mysteries of God. I've said it before, maybe not in this context, but I really believe that any God that can be fully known is in fact no God at all. We crave the totality of truth, the concreteness of certainty, but there's a danger in such craving. I mean, if we put our trust in any system, any institution, any cleric, or any idea of God that claims to put all of our uncertainty and our unknowing at ease, all we would be left with is an idol to be studied, rather than an active, flowing, unbound, and unconquered God attested to by Jesus. "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come." You know, these disciples, they walked with Jesus. They lived with him. They shared meals with him. They swapped stories and told jokes. These were his best friends and his most trusted companions. And even they were not able to bear the fullness of his truth. There was far more about God and the world than they could ever dream of comprehending. And yes, Jesus kind of warned them about the coming of the Spirit. I, for the life of me, can't imagine that they were ready for the newness and the freshness of Pentecost. The disciples were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. So here they are. They were waiting. They were praying in that room. They were trusting in that promised revelation that it would come. And man, it showed up in bigger ways than they could ever imagine. It opened their minds and hearts to a reality that they had yet to experience. And frankly, the implications are astounding. They had lived with Jesus for 3 years, and they still had much to learn about God and much to experience about God. There was more light and more truth for the entire world to experience. And so, in the midst of the people, Peter found this prophecy from Joel having been fulfilled. In these last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. This revelation of God, this outpouring of the Spirit, it wasn't just for cloistered, ordained elite. It was for the whole of creation. All of those with breath in their lungs were invited to share in this fresh wind of the Spirit. And here we are, 2 millennia later, inheritors of all that happened on Pentecost. But these words of Jesus and the newness of the Spirit, these things aren't just for way back then, way back when they first happened. They're for us today, who are pondering anew the unfolding revelations of God. It still remains the case that we cannot bear the fullness of God's truth. It's as if Jesus is speaking to us here and now. It still remains the case that we need a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit to carry us into the future. A future that, as we experience it, is full of uncertainty. But rather than bemoaning the fact that we can't know all of God, let's celebrate. This is a birthday party, after all. Let's celebrate that there is still much to learn about the God that we love. There's still much to be discovered, much to be wrestled with, much to be grasped. Truthfully, I imagine that there is as much that we need to unlearn about God before we learn even more, but I think that's a sermon for another day. Unless you've got 20 extra minutes to spare. Hearing no takers. It's fitting then, it really is, that on this day, we are welcoming 2 new Christians into our midst through the waters of baptism. They remind us of who we truly are, no matter how long we've been Christians. They remind us that we are still learners, still growing in grace, children of the living God who will always remain elusive, fresh, and yet experienced anew at every turn. So, I've got to say, with Saints Bill and Ted, and with all of creation, let's take delight in knowing that we know nothing. Because that means the journey isn't over. And that the fresh wind of the Spirit can fall upon our hearts once again. Amen.